You're listening to Rosemary Goes to the Mall, the saga of one woman's lonely journey around the Mall of America. It's pouring out today, and the Mall of America parking lot is packed. I can tell it's going to be hard to find a parking space because you can see everybody circling around trying to get a spot. It's only Friday. It's not even a weekend, but clearly the earlier days in the week are a little bit safer. And maybe because it's raining, everyone thought, hey, let's go to the Mall of America. Anyway, I pass by a spot that I didn't even see because it's right next to this cement staircase. And I try to back up, but someone, this big truck is right behind me, and they won't back up for me. And, you know, I'm beeping and I'm pointing my finger, and I finally put on my blinker on my car, and they back up barely enough for me to get into the parking space. And then they beep at me as they drive off, which I think is a nice touch just to get me a little stressed out before I go into the mall. Boy, last visit was kind of a weird visit. I was, I keep remembering how weird it was as I make my way up to the nosebleed section of the third floor where I did much of my shopping and all the little crappy shops that I now have to return things to. Ribicky Cheese today, last time they had this counter that was just empty and I couldn't tell what it was for, but today they have cheese samples out so you can go and sample some cheese and then go and buy a hunk of it inside if you want to, which I decide not to do. Fairly uneventful. I feel pretty good about myself last visit. I only kept a couple things like the Mall of America t-shirt, and I think I'm doing better there. Oh, and the beaded earrings, which can't be returned. So I feel like I'm making progress. I also feel pretty great about the end of my visit where I decided to start shopping as if I was someone else, because shopping for things that I hate didn't really work out, because in a lot of stores, I didn't really hate anything enough to warrant buying it for that reason. It just, that was a hard one for me. But shopping as if I'm a different human being, now that seems to work pretty well for me. So I decide that today is going to be a continuation of that. I am going to be the glamorous human being, the glamorous, fashionable human being that I never have been. I was going to say that I always wanted to be, but I'm not 100% sure I always wanted to be that. I have my moments, you know, where I get really jealous of other people because they look really good, or where I just have this urge to be this fashionable person. But mainly I'm way too tired to really pursue anything like that. It takes a lot of energy to shop, as I'm discovering. It takes a lot of energy and it takes a lot of money to look good, and it takes time. And time is something that I generally do not have very much of. In any case, I go down to the second floor to continue on that floor and try and knock that off. And I start at the tall girl shop, which I didn't want to go into yesterday. I just didn't have the energy. And I'm not a very short person, but I definitely feel out of place in the tall girl shop. The sales girl is much taller than me. I just feel like I'm a kid shopping in her mom's store. And I don't know quite how I'm going to pull this off, but I just start pulling dresses down off the racks and figure I'll try some on. The sales girl and bless her heart, it says nothing to me about how maybe it's mildly inappropriate that I'm shopping in Tall Girl and that there are plenty of other stores in the mall that might service my needs better. She's just happy to make the sale. So I go in and I try on these three dresses. And really, it's kind of funny. The torso on these dresses is so long that it goes down over my hips. And it's weird. I've never thought of myself as a small person, but suddenly I had this experience of what truly petite women must feel like. I did feel like I was dressing up in, my mom's clothes. And, two of these dresses look absolutely hideous on me because they just don't fit at all. And then the third one looks kind of good, actually. It's more of a form-fitting one, so there's no specific place where your hips should be, your waist should be, all this kind of stuff. So it just, you know, as long as it's sort of mid-calf. And it's the kind of thing I would never wear, really. It's got black lace over top, and then it's got kind of a pink silk under layer, and it's strapless. And maybe if I were going to go to a fancy party, I might wear this. Although, to be perfectly honest, it's a little on the trashy side. You know, it's not super classy looking. It's not like, oh, what a pretty dress. It's sort of like, you know, a prom dress or something like that. So I'm not sure that this really fits the bill of this classy, glamorous image that I'm trying to fulfill today. But to be honest, the Tall Girl shop, I'm kind of stuck. This may be as good as I can do there. The Aveda store is right after Tall Girl, and I skipped that last time because I'd already been to the Aveda salon, but then it occurred to me that actually they probably have a different bag, because I think that the bag for the salon was the Progressions salon bag, and this I'm pretty sure will just have Aveda on it. So I go in and I decide I'll just buy a gift pack, and I look for one again that would be sort of a pampering, glamorous, rich girl thing that I would actually never personally have access to, and I settle on one that is all about the feet, because it really, who but a wealthy person would have the time or money to pamper their feet of all things? I mean, I think we all use moisturizer on our hands so they won't get too dry in the winter, but using foot cream specifically, this seems like a pretty hoity-toity thing to do to me, and yet the luxury of it kind of appeals to me. I would love to have, you know, an hour of foot massage followed by whatever fancy foot things you can think of. So, you know, I get that and throw it in there, and they ask me if I want all these other things, and I say no, and I just get the gift bag and gift box rather, and they give me my nice Aveda bag with it. Now I'm about to go back to the beginning of the aisle on the other side to start going to the clothing stores when I remember that the sunglasses hut is down at the end of this aisle, past the Everything But Water store and MAC Cosmetics, and the ones that I hit last time at the end of the day. So I decide I couldn't handle the sunglasses last time, but I'm going to do the sunglasses again today. But I'm not going to stop at Kate Spade. I think that I'm going to go totally over the top with my sunglasses. So I go into the store, and it's kind of a weird shaped store. It, you know, sunglass huts are always real minimal space, but this one seems kind of extreme in that regard. You can't figure out where the front of the store is or where the counter is. But I just start looking really at the designers' names first. And so they have different ones than Solstice had. Solstice seems in some ways a little bit more hip with the Kate Spade and Juicy Couture and people like that. But they have DKNY, they have Anne Klein, they have all kinds of designers. And then I find the Prada section. I circle around a few times because I'm not sure what glasses will look good on me. I pull out an Anne Klein pair, which have white rims, and they actually look kind of cool on me. They're definitely not the kind of thing that I as myself would wear, but I could imagine my new fashionable glamorous self walking down the streets of New York City with these things on. And I've been noticing in the sunglasses stores that there are a lot of fashion photographs with models wearing white rimmed sunglasses. So I think this is a very hip thing right now. So I pull those out and give them to the sales guy just to hold on to. And then I pick out a pair of gold rimmed DKNY ones. And these he has to unlock the case for. And at the same time, I pick out a pair of gold rimmed Prada sunglasses. And while he goes and picks those out, I try on the DKNY ones, and they look hideously ugly. I mean, they look just terrible. I pull them off, and these are only $89. So this is actually feeling okay. I feel like I'm going to get a really cool pair of sunglasses and not spend all that much money. Then he hands me the Prada glasses. I put them on, and they look like $1 million. I am telling you, these things are so cool. This is the me that never was, and they fit my face perfectly. They feel really comfortable, and they are so fucking cool. I am wowed by myself in the mirror in these things. These are the pair, and this is the perfect new me that I'm going to create on this shopping trip. And it's going to start with these sunglasses. So the tall girl dress, maybe not such a big hit. The foot cream, yeah, okay. You know, definitely fits into the whole I'm a rich, you know, person thing. But these sunglasses are the bomb. So I pull them off my face and expecting a slightly more expensive price tag than the DKNYs, but knowing they'll be in a decent range, I look at the price tag and nearly drop the glasses on the ground because they cost $240. Wow, which is a lot of money. So I get nervous immediately because I really want these glasses. First of all, I want them just because I want them, but then they also fit into this whole fantasy I'm trying to create today. But I feel really nervous spending this much money. I mean, what if I had them and they broke or something like that? I mean, I would be fucked. So I say to him, wow, no wonder they look so good. If I buy these and I have second thoughts tonight, what's your return policy? And he explains that I would have a 30-day return policy. And, you know, 5 million warranties and blah, 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 blah. And, well, you know, fuck it. I'm going to do it because we've got to create some fantasy here, or this shopping thing is going to get way too dull. So I purchased the sunglasses. They come in a very nice hard case and in a box on top of that. So I feel more confident that something weird and random isn't going to happen to them. Like the kids aren't going to jump on them and break them. The whole box thing and the whole thing makes me feel really special. I really love this purchase. I know that I have to bring it back and I'm okay with that. But just owning them even for a couple days, it's so exquisite. I really love these glasses. With my new Prada sunglasses proudly taken a place in my bag of stuff. I find myself at the end of the line out at the far end of the Macy's court. I have a view into the amusement park that you get at different points around the circumference of the mall. And on the other end is Macy's. And I'm going to have to do Macy's eventually, so I figure I'll just go in and buy something now. I'm on the second floor, so I end up in the women's section, conveniently. And so I'm walking through, scouting for clothing that might fit the bill of my new glamour gal. And I'm not really seeing anything that really appeals, things here and there, but nothing quite fits the bill for this new image that I want to project. But then I find myself in the shoe section and sandals are on sale. I love sandals. I love summer. But one thing I have never gone in for is high-heeled sandals. And so this is what I focus on here, because this is what glamorous women, really sexy glamorous women wear, I think, in the summer. They wear high-heeled sandals. Truth be told, I pretty much never wear high heels anyway. 5'8", and I don't really need the height, and they hurt my feet, and they hurt my back, and I just... yeah, I'm over it. You know, I like flat shoes. I've come to understand that about myself. I have a couple pairs of high heels for special occasions, for dressing up. But by and large, you will not catch me in high heels very often. But I always think that women who wear high-heeled sandals look pretty great. So I'm going to buy myself a pair today to go with my Gucci sunglasses. And I pick out a pair of Mia's that I want to try on and a pair of Steve Madden's, both of which I think fit the bill for super sexy, cool girl high-heeled sandals. And just because they're there, I also pick out a pair of strappy black heels that it's always stuck in my head. I had to go to this black tie event and I borrowed and eventually just kept this dress from my friend Yumi, who had had to buy it to be in a wedding. And it was this black strappy gown, full length dress. And she asked me, do you have any strappy sandals to wear with the dress? And it had never even occurred to me that I should own a pair of strappy sandals. And I certainly did not own a pair of strappy sandals and ended up wearing some fairly out of style, dowdy patent leather pumps that I had, which did the trick, but were not the super sexy, glamorous thing that I could have worn. And it has always stuck in my head that somehow every girl should own a pair of strappy sandals. Opportunities for me to wear them would probably come up about once every 3 years or so. However, I have for a long time had this little nagging voice in the back of my head, which tells me I should own these and I don't, that it should be part of anybody's wardrobe. Enough said on that subject. It's pretty hard to flag down a salesperson here. It's dead. There are a number of people standing around looking for a salesperson, trying to get somebody's attention. Someone finally comes out of the back and takes my three pairs of shoes and goes to get me size 10, size 10s in all of them. I try on the Mia's first, and I love these sandals, and I think that these may be the ones. They remind me of this pair that my friend Chris has, and Chris always looks fabulous. She has a great wardrobe. She, even when she's totally casual, she looks great, and when she's even mildly dressed up, she looks stunning. And she has a pair of sandals like this. They are about 4-inch heels, so I'm very uncomfortable in them, but not as bad as I would have thought. It's not like, you know, they're, it's a fairly thick heel, so it's not like teetering on this, you know, pin-sized little heel and getting ready to fall over at any moment. Honestly, on a regular basis, I would not be able to wear them, but I just think they're cute, and I roll up my jeans so I can see them better, and I'm wearing my Calvin Klein jeans that I got at Nordstrom Rack, and I'm wearing the black jacket, the long jacket that I got there, and I have to say I look pretty good. I try on the Steve Maddens next, and these are more strappy, and they've got also a strap that goes around the back and a little buckle. Really, really thin leather straps, though. And these are about the same height, but these make me feel like I'm about to fall over. I think Steve Madden shoes are super cool. I used to see women in New York wearing them all the time, but I could not sustain these shoes for very long. The Mias are actually much more comfortable and don't make me feel quite as much like I'm teetering on the top of stilts. So probably not going to go for the Steve Maddens. Then I try on the little black strappy ones, and they bug me. They're a little too loose. They're my size and they're fine in the toes, but at the heel, they're kind of loose, which means they'd be flapping up and down all the time, and they need to fit a little bit more snugly for me to be happy with them. So that's fine, because actually the black strappy sandals were a little bit breaking my rule of buying as if I was someone else. Although honestly, I don't own them, so clearly I'm not running out the door to get black strappy sandals all the time, so maybe it still qualifies. But the Mias are what I'm going to get, because they definitely fit into this new me that I'm designing. I'm starting to wonder if my credit card company is going to get pissed soon, because there's so much activity on it, and there's so many returns, and it's just really way out of character for me, all this activity. I mean, it's not like I don't buy stuff, because I do, but I don't buy this much stuff on such a regular basis with all these returns. And so I've got this kind of creeping anxiety around my credit card, especially because as I do all the returns, they always ask me for my information. It's funny, they don't usually ask you for it when you buy stuff, but when you return, even if it's for a cash purchase, they want your name, your address, and your phone number, all of which makes me kind of uncomfortable, because almost every single store and every single computer system in the Mall of America is going to have my information in it. It makes me very uncomfortable, this fact. It's like if there was any opportunity to have my identity stolen, I'm basically, you know, timesing that by 500 stores, just making sure I'm in every single computer database possible with my credit card number, address, and phone number. I'm trying to keep that anxiety at bay, but I do wonder as I'm doing this, if I'm going to get in trouble. In fact, it's to the point where today when I walked into the mall, I was checking for cameras, because I've walked into the same entrance of this mall so many times recently that I'm wondering if security is going to pick up on what I'm doing, or whether really I'll just continue to be this totally anonymous figure doing this bizarre thing within this bizarre, crazy place. After my little stint of anxiety, I exit Macy's, not even having had to take an escalator to find something that I wanted, as I had to in Nordstrom. And right outside of Macy's is Sephora, which looks to be a makeup store again. So again, I'm in a little bit of trouble in terms of makeup. I really don't wear it and don't know what to do with it, but it occurs to me, maybe they do makeovers. Maybe I could sit and I could get them to do a makeover for me. I saw them doing that in MAC Cosmetics when I returned that cosmetics case, and I sort of regretted that I hadn't gone in for that, but I was kind of crappy by the time I got to MAC last time. But when I go into Sephora, it actually doesn't seem like they do that there. It more seems like just a big store where you can buy all kinds of stuff like that. They've got a lot of perfume, and in one of the displays, they have perfume that smells like chocolate. It's called Choco Lovers perfume. And I try it out because I don't believe it. I think you couldn't possibly make perfume that smells like chocolate. Who wants to go around smelling like chocolate? Really? I mean, that would drive me nuts. And if I was around someone who smelled like chocolate, I wouldn't want to be around them. But I try it out, and indeed, it smells like chocolate. But this is not what Glamour Girl would get. I stand in the middle of this room, and this is not what the lady with the Prada sunglasses would get. She would not get chocolate flavored perfume. But I do think that perfume might be a good idea, so I head back towards the back wall, which has tons of perfume on it, and for some reason focus on the Marc Jacobs perfume that's there. And they've got a few kinds. The first I try out is Essence, and that smells just kind of nice. And it has this real little, it has this real fruity after, I guess you don't call it taste, after smell. It smells just fresh and clean. And then, whoof, comes a little whoosh of fruitiness. So there's that one. Then they've got Rain and Grass. And I don't believe it, that they're going to smell like rain and grass. So I try them out, and they do. They smell like rain and grass, but really nice. Like, I could imagine wanting to smell like this. Again, I have never used perfume in my life. The funniest experience I've had with smelling like anything was I went to the Aveda salon to get a bikini wax, and they used this oil on me afterwards that smelled, it's probably tea leaf stuff. That seems to be the real hip odor these days. Scent, I guess I should be using the word scent, not odor. So I guess I smelled like tea leaves. And I went into a store, and I can't remember which store, and I was buying something, and the sales lady, who was this sort of heavy, you know, middle-aged woman, said to me as I was checking out, "You smell so wonderful." And it made me laugh so hard because it was oil that was on my bikini area that was having such a smell that she, yeah, I don't know, wanted to get close to me. She really thought I smelled nice. And so that is the extent of my perfume experience. But I kind of like these Marc Jacobs perfumes, and I'm torn. They're all pretty expensive. They're all $60 a bottle, which is just a tremendous amount of money. On the other hand, you know, I think about it, and like my mother-in-law wears the same perfume all the time. And when I run into someone else who's wearing that perfume, I'm reminded of her. So scent is kind of an odd, strange, odd, interesting thing that maybe I'm not exploiting. And I think that the lady with the Prada sunglasses probably would. But anyway, I'm torn about Rain or Grass or Essence. And I settle on Essence because that real fruity after thing was really nice. And I think that that might be a good way to go. Well, I'm doing pretty well here. Other than the tall girl dress and the Aveda stuff, I feel is a little bit frivolous. You know, I felt like I had to buy something there, but I don't really don't really want that stuff. But the other stuff, I feel like, wow, this new image is really working out. And my next store down the line is Express. I walk in, and my experience shopping at Express is very limited. I've always looked on it as a store for younger people or people who were skinnier than me or whatever. And honestly, I go in there and this seems to be the case. The clothes are cheap, you know, relatively speaking, and maybe in some world fashionable, but to me, they just look cheap. And I think, well, I've got to be able to find something. I can find a shirt or a dress or something. So I pick out a couple dresses that look like they might have potential. One is this wrap dress, you know, the kind that goes around you and the belt goes through both sides and pulls it. Like, it could open up completely, but then the belt loop goes through and keeps it from opening up. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's what it was like. And the other one is this red summer dress, both of which fall into the category of things I would never wear normally. And I'm hoping that they'll add a little glamour to my life. They both look terrible when I try them on. Fat falling out of the sides, just, you know, waist is way too high. Just really not for me. So I go back out and decide that, I'll have to try again, see what else. So I'm wandering around and I'm thinking, what would the lady with the Prada sunglasses purchase here? And I came to the conclusion that the lady with the Prada sunglasses would probably not be caught dead shopping in Express. It's just too cheap. A woman who wears $240 sunglasses does not shop at Express. I mean, let's be real. Nonetheless, I need to buy something. So I end up in the accessories section and I find a couple different bags, all of which look really faux glam. But then I stumble on this beaded brown bag, which I think is really cute, actually. I like the beads, and then I like the brown knitting. And I think that, yeah, this would actually go really well with those sandals. So this is what I'm going to purchase. I march up to the counter, and on my way, I pass this display of bangles and bracelets. And I find this really thick, heavy bracelet that has a faux tortoise shell look. No, tortoise shell's not the right word. It almost looks like stone. And it's got nice blue and tan gradations in it, and very earthy, and it goes well with the bag. And I also think that this also will go well with the really fantastic outfit that I'm putting together with the shoes and the sunglasses and everything. Okay, onward. Next is Abercrombie, which is right next to Express. And I go into Abercrombie thinking that what I'll do is I'll buy a pair of jeans here, because I actually tried on a pair of Abercrombie and Fitch jeans recently and they fit pretty well. They're a little low for me. I mean, these are kind of hipster jeans and, you know, low rise is really in, and these are really low rise, but I feel that with the whole look, you know, this will fit right in. So I start to look on the jean shelves and I can't find the style that I feel like I tried on a little while ago in a different mall, in a different store. But so I go back and forth and then I pull a pair of, you know, I'm either a size 10 or a size 12. I pull a pair of 10s or 12s off the shelf and I hold them up to myself, and these things are tiny. And at the same time, I see all these preteen girls around, and I'm thinking, what am I doing? Do I feel out of place or what? Buying clothes at Abercrombie and Fitch. I mean, this is, I'm so out of my league here. The only other person my age in the store is the mom that's shopping with several of these preteen girls. And I find it mildly disturbing, actually, that preteen girls shop at Abercrombie and Fitch, because their advertising is so way over the top sexual. And I think that it's weird that girls that age are already stepping up to that and taking part in that kind of sexualization of themselves. So I'm starting to feel really self-conscious. And the sales girl's kind of eyeing me. So I wander over to another pile of jeans thinking, okay, well, those were super skinny ones and I'm going to get a normal pair now. And I pull another pair down and hold them up. And the sales girl comes over and she says, are you finding everything okay? And I'm looking at these jeans and I said, yeah, but these seem really small. And all of a sudden it clicks. And I look at her and I say, is this a kid's store? And she says, yeah, this is a kid's store. The adult store is downstairs on the south side. And I'm mortified. I immediately fold the jeans back up, put them on the shelf, and exit as quickly as possible. And I get outside and I see absolutely zero indication that this is a kid's store. It looks exactly like Abercrombie and Fitch. But I realize that it's all in lowercase and there's no Fitch. It's just Abercrombie. So I'm thinking that this is secret code and I just didn't know about it because I'm not a preteen. I quickly take cover in the Limited because I'm really embarrassed. I figure I'm going to have to go back there to try to get a bag with just the Abercrombie logo on it. But I'm pretty mortified at the moment and I don't feel like purchasing anything from that girl in particular. So some other trip, I'm going to have to go back to Abercrombie and buy something, pretend it's for my teenage niece, and then that'll be that. But for now, I'm at the Limited, and this seems slightly more promising than Express. Now, the interesting thing about the Limited is that I actually used to shop at the Limited when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, going to Tyson's Corner Mall. But the clothes seem much more adult to me than the ones in Express. So I'm wondering if the Limited has kind of grown up with me. I haven't shopped there in years and years. But this seems promising. And coming off the Abercrombie debacle, I'm feeling very calm being in here. I feel like I'm going to be able to complete my image in this store. I'm feeling like I'm going to find more what I'm looking for here. I think it'll be okay. I find this kind of cute little outfit with a green linen shirt. The sleeves are a little blousy for me. They're kind of poofy. I prefer more of a straight cut. But again, this is not for me. This is for the new me. This is for the lady with the Prada sunglasses. There's no really perfect bottom to it, though. They're selling these crop pants. They're sort of somewhere between crop pants and shorts. They stop at the knee. And to be perfectly honest, they're kind of goofy. They're very preppy Hamptons kind of look, which maybe is exactly what I should be looking for since I'm the lady with the Prada sunglasses. In any case, oh, and they're kind of seersucker, which I always loved seersucker. It's such a goofy material, but For some reason, I just love it. Anyway, it looks good on. And I try on the Mia sandals with it. And to be honest, it's not a perfect match. The sandals are begging for either longer pants or a skirt or something. And these shorts things, they don't really quite go with them. They need like a pair of Ralph Lauren polo sneakers with no socks, you know, like the ones that look like kids, but they're much more expensive. Not a perfect purchase at all. When I'm waiting in line to buy this outfit, I spot a whole bunch of stuff in the sale area, which I had missed, which might have been a little more glam and might have gone better with my new look. But it's too late now. I just don't have the energy to get out of line, look for that stuff, try it on. I'm just going to go with this. And then it also occurs to me that, you know, lady with the Prada sunglasses would not probably shop in the sale area of the store. So I probably went in the right direction, but not a perfect purchase. This is not quite fulfilling my needs here. Well, I am at the end of this aisle, which means that I have completed the second floor of the West Wing of the Mall of America. And now what I need to do is finish the second half of the first floor. And I don't think I can get through it today, but I am thinking that maybe I can make it to a couple stores, just knock a few off so it's a little bit easier tomorrow. I go down the escalator and immediately head for Landau Jewelers, which is, it's not in the place where the normal stores are. It's right underneath the Tiger Sushi place. So it's kind of like a cylinder store in the middle of the mall hallway or corridor, whatever you call it. So it's got glass on all sides. It's in 360 degrees. I go in here and I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling like I can handle another jewelry store. The jewelry stores so far have caused me some anxiety. And they make me a little uncomfortable, the expectations. But this one has got kind of a cool logo. It's pink on silver. And I'm thinking it looks a little bit more promising than the ones I've been to so far. So I go in and immediately get the saleswoman glomming onto me, sort of hanging over me. And I say that I'm looking for a present for my mother-in-law. Because this kind of gets me off the hook of having to buy something that I like or that I have to try on. And they've got all these brooches. Is it brooch or brooch? I'm not sure. Anyway, these pins, you know, with like bejeweled pins shaped like bees and ladybugs and things like that, which are really ugly. And it also, the mother-in-law thing gives me the ability to say I need my husband to take a look at it and tell me whether it's the right gift so that I can return it with no questions asked. She shows me these things that are on sale. Like there's a heart necklace and earring set that's on sale for $69. I'm about to just go for it, but I figure I'm going to look around because it's really pretty hideous. Then it comes back to me that really, even though I said it's for my mother-in-law, what I really need to be doing is buying something that is for Prada lady. And so I start looking for something along those lines that won't totally break the bank. And I find this necklace for $119, which is really kind of pretty, and it's really long, so you can loop it around a number of times. You can either do it four times and have it be really tight, or two times and have it be much looser, which the saleswoman tells me is the style now, to have it much looser. And I like it. I think that this actually, it has kind of a brown color, and I think that this would go really, really well with this new image. So I'm about to get it, and then I just decide to verify. I said, so if my husband doesn't think my mother-in-law would like this. I want to make sure I can return it. And she says, returns are for exchange and store credit only. No refunds. So I immediately put the brakes on and say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm really uncomfortable with that. I can't do that. And the saleswoman just totally stops speaking to me at this point. She gets really huffy and puts the necklace away. And I'm thinking, God damn it. What am I going to do? How am I going to get a bag from here? Now it's worse than Abercrombie because I've already established there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can buy in the store that I can afford. And I certainly don't want to have $120 credit for the store. I get my bags. I pick up my bags again and get ready to walk out. I'm feeling kind of discouraged when I see these little tubs of Silver Clean and Jewel Clean and Gold Clean. And I think, well, I could get a little tub of Silver Clean. And although it's beyond a lifetime supply of the stuff, it's, you know, way more than I'm ever going to use ever. If it's not too expensive, then at least there's some use to it, even if it can't be exchanged or even if it can't be returned. And I pick up the little tub of Silver Clean and it only costs $4. And I feel like doing a jig because now I've got my bag and I don't have to worry about Landau anymore. So I swing around and I say to the sales lady, oh, I really actually need some more Silver Clean. Why don't I buy this? And we do our little transaction and she puts it in a pretty bag. So I'm set. I'm really excited. Now, I'm thinking that I should knock off a couple more stores and then call it a day. I'm pretty tired. I've only been to 8 stores today, which is not very many. I think last time I went to 15, but it's a lot more work having to try things on. And I seem to be doing a lot more thinking about things today than I have been in past days. So I think a couple more stores and then I'll finish the rest of the first floor of the West Side next time. And then once I've done that, I will have gone to a quarter of the retail stores in the Mall of America, which is a landmark, which is really good. I'm making progress. I leave Landau and look around and there's H&M, but H&M, I need to really shop in H&M. I need some time to really look at what they've got. So I don't want to do that right now. And across from H&M is Jessica McClintock. And this is where I get a little panicked because Jessica McClintock is a store filled with formal dresses, party gowns, really big, frilly prom and formal dresses. I can't even get close enough to the store window to see if they have anything else in there. I really, really, really don't want to have to go through that. So I think, okay, well, I definitely can't handle Jessica McClintock today. And then directly to the left of Jessica McClintock puts me in a panic again because it is Helzberg Diamonds. So I don't know quite what I'm going to do about these two stores. I suppose I could buy something for Keith from the diamond store and you know, ask if I can return it. But Jesus Christ, diamonds are really fucking expensive. And it's one thing to buy him a $275 watch. It is an entirely different thing to get into the thousands of dollars. I mean, I don't even want to carry that thing in my bag. I don't want to be responsible for it overnight. I don't even really want to be responsible for them getting the stuff out of the case. So I decide to call it a day. That is about all the excitement that I can handle for the day. And I am going to have to think about how I'm going to handle these next two stories and get my courage up for them.